If robots are to go where people go, they need to be able to move in the way that people move. Wheels are useless for navigating much of the world. Just ask anyone who uses a wheelchair, says Aaron Ames, a robotics expert at the California Institute of Technology, Caltech. We can make robots walk really well now, he says. Such robots can, though, look a little odd. When a torso with two legs attached strolls out of Dr. Ames's laboratory, it causes a bit of a sensation on Caltech's campus. But this is something people are going to have to get used to, because many more are coming. Problems remain and improvements are needed. But once we get there, we are going to have millions of walking robots in human environments, says Jonathan Hurst, co-founder of Agility Robotics, a firm based in Albany, Oregon. It has just launched Digit, a bipedal two-armed robot, which has the look of an ostrich about it. At present, Digit costs $250,000, but it is early days. As more walking robots are put to work, their development will accelerate and their production volumes increase, bringing the cost of a machine like Digit down to the tens of thousands of dollars. This process is similar to the emergence of flying drones. They once cost millions and had limited uses, until researchers worked out how to make small aircraft hover using multiple coordinated rotors. These devices could fly easily and autonomously. Prices fell to $500 or less, and multi-rotor drones are now employed for all manner of jobs, from cinematography to aerial surveying to delivering packages. Some in the field of robotics think walking robots have started down a similar path. What changed? We now understand the mathematics of locomotion to a much greater degree, explains Dr. Ames. Old-school walking robots, such as Asimo, a famously cheesy android unveiled in 2000 by Honda, a Japanese carmaker, have stilted gaits. They shuffle along, placing one foot forward, checking their balance, moving the other foot, rechecking their balance, and so on,